The Union of Concerned Scientists has published a new report that presents a stark choice about substantive action to reduce greenhouse gases or watching temperatures rising to potentially dangerous levels. The group's Megan Hassett and Illinois State University Geology Professor Catherine O'Reilly are two of the presenters at a climate change conversation called It's Getting Hot in Here, tomorrow night at First United Methodist Church in Normal. Hassett tells WGLT's Eric Stock the group's study breaks down temperature change projections for each county in the country.
The extreme heat that we've been seeing is definitely on the rise, and it's on track to get a whole lot hotter right in our lifetimes. We analyzed a couple different scenarios based on levels of global emissions. So what we actually found was that if we take no action to reduce global emissions, right here in McLean County, we'll see going from 6 days of experiencing 100 degrees Fahrenheit of heat index days, going from 6 to 67 by the end of the century on average. And then we'll actually be seeing for days where it's a heat index of 105 degrees Fahrenheit or more, going from 3 days historically to 49. We'll also be seeing off the charts days. The National Weather Service can't even calculate accurately right now. But if we do take rapid action, we'll still be seeing a large increase. But if we limit global warming emissions and the global temperature increase to 2 degrees Celsius from pre-industrial levels, we'll see instead more like 17 days of a heat index over 105 degrees Fahrenheit, 31 days with a heat index of 100 degrees Fahrenheit or higher. So still a big increase, but less than half of what we would see otherwise.
How do those trends compare with what we've seen over the last 30 to 50 years in reverse? In other words, is this an increase in temperature acceleration that much more than what we've seen up to this point?
That's a great question. Our study did not really look at how the trends have changed over the last couple decades. It took more of a historical average of the last 35 years or so, looking at and set that as sort of a baseline of historical experiences, and then looked really using climate models to analyze what would happen from here on out.
So, Catherine O'Reilly, how does this fit in with the historical trends from what you've studied?
Yeah, so what we know about extreme heat events is that they were really pretty rare 50 years ago. There'd be occasional ones, but they wouldn't be very common. And so as things seem to have gotten warmer, for example, July 2019 is the hottest month on Earth ever that we've recorded, scientists have compared these recent heat waves and tried to see how much more, are they happening more frequently now than they used to. And for example, in Europe, the recent heat waves the past few years in 2017 and in 2019, those are 10 to 100 times more likely now than they were in the early 1900s. So there's a lot of evidence that these high, warm, really extreme warm events are happening 10 times or even more than 10 times more frequently than they used to.
And going back to central Illinois, for an area that is so heavily dependent on agriculture, weather, of course, is critical. And farmers have been dealing with weather extremes with increasing regularity. What might this mean for them?
I think it's going to be very challenging for our agricultural sector to start thinking about how to adapt to climate change. The kinds of changes we've seen this year with the extreme wet spring, that's exactly what we're projected and predicted to get more of and see more common. And this particular year, it really had major impacts on when planting could occur, and everything got really far behind. And then, if you're crop planting is late, you really need ideal conditions moving forward to get that crop to mature in time. And then, of course, we've had some really, even in Illinois this summer, we've had some really warm days, and that stresses the crops and means that your production's not going to be as good.
Other populations more impacted than others when it comes to heat are children and the elderly. Also, those without air conditioning, how much of an impact will this have as the trend continues in this direction?
Well, we're definitely going to see increases in heat-related deaths. Already, heat is one of the major contributors to natural causes of death associated with weather. So this is going to be affecting primarily the young children and the elderly, who are just much more susceptible to heat and less able to sort of regulate their physiological responses. And then the other sort of group that's going to be really affected are people who work outside. And so this is really a wide range of people who might be from construction workers to agriculture. And all of these people are going to be much more susceptible to the problems that being exposed to high heat causes.